in the end, I suppose you have to be pretty pleased with the point you take from it, because this was a tough game.
Yeah, it was. I am not really pleased because, you know, before the game I thought that we could won here. But it's true that especially when we scored the first goal and I thought that everything was going to be easier, it was worse because we started to lose balls. We lost a lot of balls. We couldn't keep the ball. And, you know, in this kind of stadiums with playing against teams like them, intense and aggressive, is difficult. So we conceded the equalized. And then in the second half we tried to play better, but even we couldn't keep the ball. And the worst thing is that I was on the bench, and it's true that I wasn't here last year, but I was thinking that the team was the same as it was last year. Two players up front, eight players defending, so I tried to change, because again it's impossible to play in that way in this league. So we need to be committed on the pitch, and we need to have the ball. And when Jere, Riley and Ivan went to the pitch, I think we played better. We had even a chance to win the game, so I think we finished the game in a better way than we started.
And grateful to Neil Etheridge for the saves he made, particularly in the second half.
Yeah, I knew how fortunate it was we were when he joined us, because I said he's not one of the best keepers in the league. He's a Premier League keeper, so we are really fortunate. He's doing really well in the training ground as a teammate, as a keeper. So all credit for him.
It's still about getting the balance right, isn't it, and having players who are comfortable on the ball. The substitutions made that difference. Players who are happy with it at their feet and happy to carry the ball forward.
Yes, and you know, sometimes as a manager you have a plan, and today I thought that playing against them, really aggressive set pieces, I thought that with that shape we were going to be more comfortable on the pitch, and finally we were better with the players who tried to play. But you know, now with the five substitution is easier, because if we would have needed another one, I had another two players to put on the pitch. So again, it's time to keep going. I think previous season, maybe today the team would have lost this game. So it's just to keep going in the positive way, knowing that we have to improve, and we have and we should to play better.
Quick word for Lukas Djukovic, who scored his penalty today. It's 100 league goals. I think for any striker, that's the sign of a fine career if you reach that landmark.
Yes, and I was joking with him, and I told him that when the people saw him taking the ball, you know, I knew if he scored that goal, I was going to be a genius, because I gave him the chance to score the goal, and if he had missed the penalty, it would have been a disaster. So again, I'm really pleased for him, because something that you can't is someone that you can't demand more, because he does his 150%. If he scores goals, he's perfect. If he doesn't, I said last game against Coventry, I don't care, because with him on the pitch, we are a really good team.
Just finally from me, a quick word about the arrival of Alan Halilovic, a player who probably hasn't yet realised his potential at the age of 24, but a potential solution to the issues you've had in the number 10 position.
Yeah, I was really pleased when he decided to join us, because when I started to speak with him, I thought that it was going to be difficult, because he had much bigger offers in terms of money from other places. But he showed me that he's hungry. He wants to join us. He believes in the project. He believes in me. He believes in everything. And the main thing when you are 24 is that you want to be a top player again. He was a top player, and he wants to be top player, because sometimes other players take the easy decision to go other leagues, not good leagues, but very good contracts, and have an easy life. And Halen has decided the opposite, to prove himself again, and to trust me, to trust the club, to try to be again a top player.